Hi, this is Laurie.
Welcome to Shamanic Works. Today, what we're going to be doing is the second, maybe third for some of us, shamanic journey. We have done a journey into the depths to meet the grandmothers, and we have journeyed into lower worlds to meet a guide, a teacher, a helping spirit there. And today, we will be journeying into upper world to meet a guide or a helping spirit there. We'll review a little bit about how to do that, so no panic there, but before we do that, we will, as always, open sacred space. So if you are in a place where you can stand, that would be brilliant. If you stand and face the east, that's the direction the sun comes up, just in case it has slipped your mind. If you can't, then certainly just send your attention there, and we will then speak to the spirits of the east. Spirits of the East, you who are the nurturers of new beginnings, you who throw open the gates of the dawn and invite us to greet the new day, be present here with us. Help us to nurture that which is new within us. Teach us to greet each day with joy. Lift our hearts, lean into us, teach us, and make your wisdom. Turn yourself, quarter turn to the right and face south. Spirits of the South, you who hold within you the richness of high summer, the coming to fruition, the knowing of ourselves and others with compassion. Teach us, guide us, lean into us. Join us in this conversation, look over us in this journey. Go with us. Make your wisdom known. And if you turn another quarter turn to the right, and we'll face west. Spirits of the West, you who have the patience and the quietude to attune us with your gentle dusk to the darkness of things unknown to us. Go with us into the darkness of the currently unknown as we go on this journey. And go with us into the light of upper world and into the adventure of journeying. Guide us and protect us. Make your wisdom known. And then if you will turn another quarter turn to your right and we'll face north. Spirits of the North, ancestors of our DNA and ancestors of our spiritual lineage, those of you who have made the epic journey beyond death and returned and who know how to sip the sweetness from each moment in order to make that epic journey with no resources, teach us this. Go with us on this journey. Guide us and protect us. Lean into us and make your wisdom known. Then if you would look upwards or direct your attention upwards, reach your hand upwards if you wish. Spirits of above, sun, moon, star nations, to whom we owe our lives, the beginnings of our atoms and the light and warmth that nurture us every single day. Shine your light upon us. Guard us and guide us. As we journey today, lean into us, make your wisdom known. And then if you reach downwards, you put your hand on the ground, on the earth in her guise as floor, or if you are outside, on the earth herself. Earth, my mother. Earth, my mother. Earth, my mother. You cradle us as always. Remind us always on this journey and every day that we are blood of your blood, bone of your bone, breath of your breath. Guard us and guide us on this journey. Lean into us and to make your wisdom known. So here we are, surrounded by sacred space, encapsulated here, protected and safe. And what we're going to be doing then, of course, is a shamanic journey, an out-of-the-body undertaking. So you need to be someplace where you are able to be comfortable. And I'm just going to remind you of the architecture of the shamanic world, that we live in this middle world, right here in the middle, and that we live most of our time, most of our attention is on the physical world, the reality we call real. But on the other side of that, like on the other side of a hand or just through an invisible door, is the unseen side of this world, in which things are dreamed and created and brought into being. It's called the dreaming or just middle world or just the other side or the unseen. Above us, in shamanic terms anyway, is upper world, which is a place full of compassionate, helping spirits who are willing to meet us and to teach us and to guide us. This has nothing to do with the Christian view of heaven and hell, upper and lower. It just is where those people are. And often we encounter guides there in human form or in angelic form, although that is not always the case. And you may encounter architecture in upper world. And then you'll remember in lower world, which again has nothing to do with heaven and hell, but is an earthier version of where there are compassionate, helping spirits that will come to you in love and with aid. In lower world, then you generally, not always, meet compassionate, helping spirits in the form of animals. There's a lot of landscape in lower world, not so much architecture. The architecture that people encounter tends to be more like cottages or very simple things, as opposed to the architecture in upper world, which may be quite extensive and complicated. So those may correspond to the three power centers in our bodies. If you study Qigong or any other of those particular energy works, you'll know that there is a power center, a sea of energy in your belly that is your power source. That there's one in your heart, which is your way of interacting in this world that has power. And there's one in your head, which is connected straight to source if you're if your energy's aligned and that's where you have put your attention. So we have those three worlds and we're going to be going into upper world. So just like we found a place in this world that we know that will allow us to descend into lower world, we're going to find a place that you know that will allow you to ascend into upper world. So I use the same tree for both. That's just me. It just makes life simple and anchors me. But you may find a ladder. You may find a lift. You may find an escalator. You may find a chimney. You might go out through a chimney like smoke and drift upwards. But you will come to a membrane. So you're not going into outer space. You're not going into the upper atmosphere. You're going actually into a non-material place. So you'll pass through a membrane, and that's how you'll know that you're in upper world. And upper world does occur in multiple layers. So you may find that you go through that membrane and there's no one there to meet you, and there's nothing to see. Keep going up. You'll go through another sort of dividing layer, like layers of cloud or sort of permeable floors, and just keep going. I would advise you to go as high as you can go and see who shows up and what is there and what you can see. So we'll do two journeys like we did before. We'll do the first journey briefly just to take a look and practice ascending, and then we'll do a second journey during which you will be asking, in advance of which you'll be asking to meet a guide, meet a teacher. If you have a specific reason for that, by all means, include that in your intention. But if not, it's absolutely fine just to go there to meet a teacher. And you can always see what they have to say to you. So I'll be drumming. So there's going to be some periods of time when there will just be drumming happening. So I think that's fine. It's fine with me. And then you will hear the callback. So the drumming will be going like this. Like that, just goes on and on. And that's your horse that carries you there. Then you'll hear that drumming stop, and then you'll hear the callback. And then you will hear some very rapid drumming. So when you hear the callback, it's time to thank whoever you have met, take a good look around, and return the same way that you went. So you're not just going to drop out of the sky. What you're going to do is to return to a place where you can see or get into or get onto the vehicle that brought you here, or the leaves of the tree, or whatever it is that got you into upper world, and you're going to come back down the same way that you went and return to your body fully. And so you're not back until you're sure that you're fully in your body. And then there'll be time to sort of make some quick notes about what you saw, and then we'll do the second journey. And then there will be time to make notes about that. So you'll need something to write with, something to write on, a comfortable place to be, preferably lying down if you can, and if you can't, of course, you can be sitting or wherever it is that you are, and possibly something to cover your eyes with. I use a bandana or a scarf. If you're lying down, you can always put your arm up over your eyes just to exclude light and make it easier to view on the imaginal field what it is that is happening. And as a reminder, some people see this in the first person. Some people see it in the third person, like a movie unfolding, and lots of us see bits of both. So don't let that distract you or alarm you. Absolutely fine, however it is that that occurs. So what I will do then is, I'll just keep talking while you make yourself comfortable. And what you will be keeping in mind is that your intention for this journey is to go to upper world and to take a look around, do some exploring. So think of where your axis mundi, your world tree, your place to get upwards and downwards, or just upwards in this case. Think about where that is, someplace real, really in this world, and kind of prepare yourself to transfer yourself there. And then we'll repeat to ourselves the intention for this journey. My intention for this journey is to travel to upper world and explore. My intention for this journey is to travel to upper world and explore. My intention for this journey is to travel to upper world and explore. Okay, and here we go. Thank you. Be sure that you are completely back in your body. If there's anything you want to record for yourself, it's going to take just a minute and to do that, so find your pencil and or pen and paper. And I'm going to rattle because our friend Radio doesn't really like silence, so you'll know I'm still here. And then after that minute, then we'll talk about the next journey. Writing, well done you, and who's just been listening, well there you are. We're back, and we have hopefully completed our first journey up to Upper World, and you will have either succeeded or not. Now, if you didn't get there, not to fret, that all of this takes practice, and for some people it's like breathing immediately is easy, and for others of us it's, you know, not so simple. It wasn't so simple for me, so it just takes some learning. If it all feels quite rocky to you, my advice to you is to come back through and listen to this again in the archives and practice it again. Use that. Or you can always purchase a drumming CD or a download for yourself and then try it again so that you just try it until, you know, you get there, really. And you can always, on your way, call on your own ancestors. That's those not people who missed their bus, who didn't get out of this world, but people who have gone beyond death, gone on to the next thing, done whatever it is that we do, and have returned to help and guide and teach and lend us power. So, you know, you can actually call on those people, and they will show up beside you, and they will energize your intention. So, they're yours really to connect with and to call on as help and to, in that sense, use, to utilize, to help you. You're not alone. You actually came into this life with a whole cluster of people welcoming you on the unseen side of this world who came into this life with you and they came in to help you. And so, you know, that's yours to call on and don't feel alone. Not working for you, that's just, it's just practice, practice, and practice. So the next journey will be back to Upper World, and it will be a journey to meet a teacher or a guide or someone who is there for you. Everyone you will meet in Upper World is a helping, compassionate spirit. So unlike here in Middle World, where Some spirits will be helping and compassionate, and others may have their own agendas. And, you know, you have to learn to discern. That's why we don't take you immediately into the unseen side of Middle World, but start you going to Lower World and Upper World, because those beings there, we can count on them being compassionate and approaching us with love. Some will be of more assistance to you than others because they'll just match up better with what it is that you're about in the world. But you can count on them being compassionate, so you don't have to be afraid of them. But you do keep your wits about you, just in the sense of, you know, you have your own life's work, and you're, as always, going to be looking to see what will illuminate that for you and what will make you stronger in that regard and what will help you to get on with your own life's work. So we're going to be journeying again, and this is going to be a slightly longer journey. That was about 5 minutes in case you hadn't kept track. Some of us have internal clocks that work all the time, but I find that if I'm outside of the body, then I may lose track and it may seem like longer or shorter. It may have seemed like it just went on forever, and will she just give the call back? Or it may have just flown past, or it might have seemed like 5 minutes. Any of that is normal. So what we'll do this time is the same thing. So get yourself comfortable. Have writing equipment somewhere nearby. And cover your eyes if you need to. And get where you can stay for 15 minutes without your body being so uncomfortable that it calls you back in your attention to where it is. And then repeat to yourself, my intention for this journey is to journey to upper world to meet a guide, to meet a teacher. My intention for this journey is to travel to upper world and to meet a guide or a teacher. My intention for this journey is to travel to upper world and to meet a guide or a teacher. And here we go. Thank you. Be sure that you are back in your body completely. Check yourself. Are you all there? Pick up your pen and your paper. You want to make some notes, I think, about your journey. Who you met. How you went, possibly. And was that successful? And was it difficult? But mostly, who did you meet? What did they tell you or show you about themselves? So there we are. That's two journeys to Upper World. And in this show, we're going to undertake one more journey. So be thinking. What we'll do is to go to meet your guide that you met before just now in Upper World. And we'll be asking a question. Now, you may have a question ready. And, you know, you may have actually just put up with me right up until now to go, yes, this is the question I want answered. Absolutely. I know what the question is. If you're like me, you will be left floundering and thinking, question, what sort of question would I ask? I don't have any ideas. Or you may have the beginning of an idea. It's best if you have it, I think, if you have it formulated in your head. If you don't have a question, it's perfectly fine to ask the question, why am I here in this life? Why am I here? What's up with this? Did I come in with a purpose? Can you show me anything about that? Chances are good they can. And then we can just take a moment and remind ourselves of what happens generally in a journey. Usually you ask your question, and the first thing that you see is the overall answer. And then anything that you see subsequently is detail added on, or it's sort of like walking around a mountain seeing it from other angles. But the first thing, that's the general, absolute, overall answer. So I'm just going to leave you with that, and also with the thought that spirit speaks in metaphor. So if you say, why am I here? And you see someone in a coat of many colors, that does not necessarily mean that you're meant to be a fashion designer. Or a seamstress, or a tailor. It might, but chances are good it means something deeper. So there's actually meaning behind it. So if that happens and you are just gobsmacked by the idea, it's perfly fine to say, wait, please show me that again in a different way, because I don't understand. So show me again in a different way, please. And generally speaking, they will. So the point is not to baffle. The point is for you to actually get the information that you went for. So, get yourself comfortable where you can lie down, your eyes are covered, you can actually remain in place without your body shouting at you to come back and change position. And repeat to yourself your intention. Okay. My intention is to go to upper world, meet my guide or my teacher, and ask this question. My intention is to go to upper world, meet my guide, my teacher, and ask this question. My intention is to go to upper world, meet my guide, my teacher, and ask this question. Get yourself set, and here we go.
Thank you.
sure that you are all the way back in your body. Just check yourself for a moment and arrive. Pick up your pencil and your paper, and then we'll write down anything that you need to remember about the answer that you received. Keep writing if you need to. That concludes our work for the day. I would advise you to take the answer that you got away with you and ponder it over the next few days and see what occurs to you, see what sprouts or blossoms within you in response to that particular answer that you received. So it only remains for us to thank the surrounding spirits, our ancestors, the spirits of the East, the spirits of the South, the spirits of the West, spirits of the north, the spirits of above, and the spirits of below, Earth, our mother, and the spirits within, and your own true self that guides you wherever you go. So thank you for joining me. I hope you will come back and join me next month, the same third Wednesday, same time, and then we will undertake something else together. So I will say to you, I'd love to hear back from you. I'd love to hear what it is that you have seen and when you journey, and if you have any questions, I would love to hear that. You can contact me via the News for the Soul website. My contact details are on there as well, and I really, really would love to hear from you and see what is happening in your life and in your journeying. So happy journeying. I hope that you'll continue this and that it will illuminate your life and to make it richer and fuller and completely brimful of joy. So with that, I will say goodbye to you, and I will hand over to Nicole, who is going to take it